Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Paisley Penny Arcade. I'm Mo, and here we are, another week. Renee, hello, you're in the room already, and welcome. I think you can hear me. That was supposed to be a lot smoother than it was. Great honk. I'll get it one of these weeks. I'm just starting out in this whole video thing, and I'm not gotten it right yet. I'll get it right. I'll get it figured out. That was about as rough as it could be. That was about as rough as a 19-something Edsel today. So there we are. That's my son right there. That's my son. And my daughter is on the other side here, so. And that's a cup of tea, which I'm drinking, so. So how are you? Today is Wednesday, the 3rd of September, 2025. Winding down the year. The autumnal equinox is right around the corner. That'll be on the 22nd of this month. Don't worry, I'll remind you. I'm prone to do that. That's what I do. So, Renee, can you hear me? Am I coming through? Because I've got like a sound problem on my end here. I think I can hear me. I can hear me. I think I can hear me. But anyway, so if not, you can let me know if you can, then that's fine. And if you'd like to join me on the air in the radio, 12radio.com, click on listen. And that's being broadcast over the radio. And on YouTube, it's YouTube at moabdelbaki.com. That's M-O-A-B-D-E-L-B-A-K-I. Thank you, Renee, very much. She says she can hear me. So, and today, for those of you listening on the radio, I'm going to be doing some things with La Loteria cards. Now, I've been wondering about these things for an awfully long time. And today, I'm doing something about it. I recently bought a deck, and I haven't even taken them out of the plastic package that they're in. They're here they are. Here are the cards. Oh, here are the cards. La Loteria. And these are made in Mexico. Hecho en Mexico. That says right there on the back. And I'm just very curious because some people use these for divination, and I can certainly see how they could be used for divination. Here, for example, is a Lenormand deck, Mademoiselle Marie Antoinette Lenormand, and these decks can be likewise be used for divination. And these were designed for divination, but they have a lot of the same things that this deck has. So, and people do use these for divination. And a couple of weeks ago, whenever it was, I went under the premise that we should be able to create our own thing, divination-wise. Wasn't that eloquent? Oh, my goodness. How good is that? So that's what I'm doing today. I'm going to take these cards out of the package and do just that. How's the news treating you? Is it as nuts as it is for me? Driving me nuts. Quick note to the brave women today who spoke about their abuse. And that's all I'm going to say, is that how brave they are and how strong they are and how they should be believed. That's basically it. And how there were jets flying overhead while they were speaking, which could have been coincidental, but might not have been. Eventually the truth will come out. It will. And that's just, and obviously, you know, wealth and power, power and wealth. But, the feather of Maat is a powerful thing too. So, brought me to tears. Yes, it did. So, I hope you are all doing very, very well. I hope you're doing very, very well during these difficult and trying times. But the truth of the matter is that trying or not, we stand tall and we stand proudly, don't we? Yeah, we do. We know what's going on, don't we? We do, right. Speaking of trying, I think my wife is about to endure some trouble. I've decided to take up the penny whistle again. That's right. The Irish penny whistle. Yeah. This one's shrill. I was playing it today, and I'm not going to do it now. But I was playing it today, and oh my God, it's shrill. I hadn't realized. It's been a while since I've played it. And I realized, oh, it's shrill. And I have to get a lot of sound, a lot of air behind it. And in the upper octave is, oh, goodness. Oh, oh. And my poor dog was not very happy. And shrill. So there we are. Shrillness. Confusion. So my poor wife. I think I may have to get a new one, one that's not as shrill. And I may actually take a lesson or two. YouTube is full of them. So maybe that would be a good idea. I mean, I play some strange things. You know, I made this. This is known as a kaola or kamala or whatever. This is a piece of PVC. Hello there. How you doing? Oh, can you see me? I can see you. You know, so on and so forth. I can do it better, but you know. So this is an ancient instrument, usually made of reed. What is it? Daruno, Norax, or something like that. And grows on the Nile, and, you know, not that I deny it, but some people do deny it. But it's really quite amazing. A lot of music can be made with this. Not that I can make a lot of music with it, but I have longer ones, and nay, it's called. This is a kawala, or kabbala. And that one's made out of PVC. As I said, I made that and drilled holes. And whenever you're working with PVC, make sure you wear a mask when you're drilling or sanding or whatever it is you may do. Okay. I like to make sounds. Not that I'm always making music, but I do enjoy it very much. So it's a lot of fun. So what I thought we'd do today is I wrote up a list of questions and, of course, left it in another room. So I will be making questions up, and or you can, you know, random questions. I don't know. We'll just come up with something. First of all, let me take these out of the box. This is kind of, I've seen these things on the internet and seen some of the cards. I think this is an old-fashioned deck. Now, the problem is, of course, that I wear computer glasses that are yellow because they're blue blockers or some such thing. And so reading will be a little bit more difficult with this. But, of course, getting the plastic off of this could be a little bit difficult as well. One of the things that I have had constant trouble with in my life is opening packages. I'll usually just hand it to someone. Here, could you open this, please? Could you do this, please, for me, please? One of the main complaints I've read about these cards, not this deck necessarily, but other decks, is that they are incredibly flimsy. Now, let me see. Because this is a game, mind you. Not unlike bingo, but let me see. Well, you know, these seem relatively sturdy. Yeah, I don't speak Spanish. There's a lot of it here. I don't know what that says, but here's a rooster, gallo. So I think that might mean rooster. And here's a rose, la rosa, and they're not like linen or anything like that. So they kind of stick to la calavera, the skull. And la estrella, the star. These are kind of cool. El Diablito, the devil, kind of a cool devil. He's got 1 foot is a like a rooster, and the other one is like a cloven, you know. Yes, cloven hooved, scary little red devil, and he's wearing underpants. The devil wears underpants. Who knew? Who knew the devil wore underpants? Wowie kazowie. So I think what I'll do, instead of going through all these cards, because they're not easy to do, let me see if I can shuffle these. May not be so easy. Why? So I can do a Pharaoh shuffle. Here we go. That's not too bad. That's going all right. And I haven't looked through all. There's 54 cards in a La Loteria deck. Now remember, this is for a game. You know, and you get a card, like a bingo card, and I guess there are little rhymy things that people talk about. And for those of you who can't see what I'm doing, imagine that it's as slick as can be. Here, you can... That's cards, not me. I'm old, but I'm not exactly that old yet, you know. I'll get there. Oh, these are doing okay. These are doing okay with the shuffle. Yeah, that's not too bad. Not too bad. So I'm going to shuffle these up, and I'm just going to ask hypothetical questions. What I do when I get a deck or any oracle is I just start asking questions, and I see how they answer. Now, it's not how they answer. Boy, this says something on the back of everyone. Ponle sogorito al nene, no se vos vare a... Resfir, probably says El Gorito. Probably says, do not use these cards on, not everyone says, La Cabija de los Pobres. I wonder if these are, you know what? I'm wondering if these are the little poems for the cards on the back of each one. El caso que tu ego es poco. I'm wondering if these are the little poems for the... Because I read about that. La botella, which means the bottle. So this is probably so good, not good for card tricks. Because you can see la botella. That's not a bottle. That's a... No, wait a minute. They stick together, too. So let me see if there's a bottle. Yes! So these are the little sayings on the back. So you can... Well, that's very clever. That's very, you know, that's interesting. All right, so let me just see here. We're going to put them through their paces. So I will just ask a question, and we'll do kind of standard readings. Ask some simple questions like, what will the effect of today's press conference with the young ladies who came out and against the, just telling their story for the Epstein Files have. So the first card I get is El Catrin. Well, I'm going to show you this card. This is, I have read, the Dandy. And it's a man very dressed up in very, black tie and tails outfit. From like the 30s, I would say. you know, maybe 20s or 30s. But it's very, this is not your normal, you know, going to the prom sort of outfit. This is very fancy. So that's the first card. I'm going to draw three cards for each, which is kind of how I do things to get kind of a bead on it. So right away we see someone who probably has some buckaroos, right? Let me cut again here. And then I'll pull another card. And La Chalupa, which means the boat. I know that much. La Chalupa. There's a beautiful young lady in the boat on water. So I would think that's okay. And the next one, let me just cut that again. And then we get to talk about a little bit. If you'd like to talk, you know, feel free to. You can go in the chat room there and talk El Soldado, the soldier. All right. El Soldado. So what any divination tool of any kind, it's up to how you are going to talk about it. It's at what you think. So I'm going to hold these cards up so you can kind of get a feel for what's going on here, okay? The cards that I'm looking at. And these, you know, maybe a little Johnson paste wax on these. I'm kidding. They actually do make fanning powder for magicians that makes cards very slickery. Slickery. Is that a word? Well, I think it should be. Here we go. All right. Here are the three cards. The soldier in the middle is the chalupa, which has a beautiful young lady in it. Precariously on the boat. And I don't worry about the meanings that other people give them, just mine. And the feeling I get from this is kind of specific. What do you think? You use your feeling. What I'm getting here is that, does she look safe to you like that? It looks kind of precarious to me. Here she is on her boat, in the middle of, and you see, that's the beauty of divination. It can change from time to time. So what will it do? Well, it kind of, it's you've got these rich dandies on one side, and you've got soldiers on the other, and you've got this woman in the middle on the boat. And yes, I'm biased. I know what's going on. I understand what's at stake. And so this boat is rocking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And you've got people who are definitely trying to keep this information from coming out. And they have soldiers, and they're these rich guys. So I don't think we get a definite answer here yet, but certainly it has set it up very, very well. The story is being well told. This is what's at stake here. This is kind of where they are. This is what they have, what they're talking about. So far, I'm impressed. Let's see what the answer is, shall we? Is this going to go well? Is this going to make it? Let me ask a question. Is this what's going to make a difference? The soldiers, of course, are indicative of not revealing the Epstein files, not bringing them out, holding them back under lock and key. And the card I pick is El Arbol, the tree. Now, there's a lot of ways to look at this, but the tree is healthy, it's strong, but it also isn't moving. It's not going anywhere. So let me get a little clarification on that. Is this information, did these young women make a difference toward the files being released and the real information coming out? They said that they had made a list of people who were involved in it. The bottle. Wow, the bottle. Well, the genie's still in the bottle. Gosh, yes and no questions are so hard. What will be the outcome of this? Let me ask. The baby bonnet. El burrito. El burrito? Gorrito. I'm sorry, not burrito. El gorrito. A baby bonnet. No, I don't think it's going to make that big a difference. Now, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm completely wrong. The reason I say that is because the public is being treated like children. So I think that probably what this is saying is that, unfortunately, we're not going to see a real big difference in the movement that we would like to see. It's just not going to be that big a change. That's too bad. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be very wrong. I could be very wrong indeed. Maybe that something will come of it. Maybe there will be some change there, and it will happen. Gosh, that would be nice just to, and maybe, because I know a lot of people, you know, who were actually quite sympathetic and were there. So it's time for some, you know, don't we need to start supporting our women, really? I think women are pretty powerful and extremely important, much more so than our society would show. Okay. So let's leave that. I think we kind of get the impression, don't we? Let me see if I can. There we go. That's a nice little shuffle there. What do you think from that? Do you get something from that? And all I'm doing is cutting. I'm not doing anything fancy. I'm cutting and cutting to a card, and I'm just letting the cards cut wherever they will. Okay. They're nice, sturdy, but they're not extremely sturdy, not like a deck of regular playing cards. So I'm trying to be careful there. Okay? All right. Let's ask something else. Should I take up the Irish penny whistle again? Let me get a card here. See, what do we get? La Bandera, the flag. The flag. Well, how do I take that? How do I take the flag? Okay, well, let's add to that. The flag. Well, yeah, I mean, it's like there's something about music for me, or making it, or trying. I mean, I played the clarinet for, a long time, and I enjoyed it. I never took lessons, and I never practiced, except when I had to, and but I played it, and I enjoyed it, and I played it in regular band, symphonic band, and I played it in stage band, and I played it in pep band. I was the pep band leader in high school, and so let's give me some La Palma. Oh, yeah. I get that. A palm tree is very important to me. Right back there. Can you see it? It's back there. Okay. That palm tree there, palm trees represent a great deal to me. In my deck, I took a picture my father drew and used that as my two of the major arcana, the priestess, and it's palm trees. It's an oasis. To me, palm trees represent peace. They represent relaxation. They represent a lot of things. I'm beginning to like this deck. I really am. I don't know how practical it is, but I mean, I like that. One more card. La botella, the bottle again. I don't drink spirits. Although, what's on this here? What's on this here? This, it looks like ketchup. It's a... It's a bottle of ketchup. Can you read that? Bottle of ketchup. It's a bottle of ketchup. Yowdy. It's a bottle of ketchup. Renee says, I think you're right on, but maybe the last card is the near future, and over time it could change. Maybe. Yeah, I could be. It's a bottle of ketchup. Makes sense. I happen to like ketchup. My father thought ketchup was horrible stuff. He hated ketchup. He despised it. He thought it was the devil's work, you know? He just thought it was garbage. I love ketchup. I put it on eggs. I put it on lots of stuff. I don't put it on steak. I don't think that that's proper, you know. But I do like my ketchup. That's perfect, because I think that music, for making music, I listen to music a lot. I love to listen to music. Hence my little side gig of, it's not a gig, I don't get paid for anything anymore. My little thing of putting music and introducing songs, which, you know, is my Spotify list. I just love doing that, and I'm going to add some more soon. I haven't done any. There's been a little drama in life, but life is filled with it, don't you think? You know, just filled with it. But I'm going to add some more songs soon, some psychedelic songs. You know. Indeed. So, this is, you know what? I don't know if it's, you know, I'm having fun with this, I hope. So, it's all about how you interpret, perhaps, the near future, and over time it could change. Well, sure. I think, you know, Renee, you've hit upon a good point. Over time it could change. I hope it does change. I hope that it does change. The bottle of ketchup. Yeah. The other thing about that is, oh, you know, boy, look at these cards. They're. Look at this. Look at that bending in there. Look at that already, and I've just barely used them. That's kind of typical of cards that are like this. So you just have to get used to that, you know. But they're fun to use. I'm having a good time so far. Plus the fact that I don't know them very well. So I'm guessing that one of these bends here is ketchup. I guess not. Not yet. Nope, not yet. Nope, okay. I'm proven wrong. Yeah, the future is, as Jim Morrison said, the future is uncertain and the end is always near. You know, it sounds a little morbid, but I think it's kind of the truth. We have to allow in divination for being wrong. My God, I've been wrong. And you have to allow for that. If you don't allow for being wrong, then, you're making a big mistake. I've been wrong. I think we all can be wrong. I would like to say that I'm more right than I'm wrong. But the minute that someone says, well, I'm not wrong, I'm never wrong, or rarely wrong, or whatever wrong, then just don't do that, then you're in for a world of hurt, you know? You're in for a world of hurt, and you got to be real careful about that, because no one is that good. Now, I've seen a lot of people really good, but anyone who says they're never wrong is poking the bear, so to speak, you know, saying, all right, come prove me wrong, right? Okay, let me think. I had this long list. Great questions. Left it in another room. That's what I do. Let me have a sip of tea, if you don't mind here. Tea. Decaf. Oh, here's my daughter. There's my son. Oh, there's me. Oh, my goodness. That's a long time ago, and I still had gray beard. We're all smiling. You know why we're smiling? Because we love each other. A lot. An immense amount. Okay. How about... So I'm going to take up the flute again. The penny whistle. It's happening. This is the type of questions you can ask. I always ask questions that I really want to know the answer to, but I feel silly asking, you know? So, what else? What else should I ask that I don't, you know? I've been having a little bit of a hard time. I lost my best friend. We called each other best friend. I have friends, you know, and we got a friend that I dearly love. He's also a best friend. He's traveling right now. I'd give you his address, but I don't think that'd be a good idea. He's traveling. But I lost a dear friend who passed in February, and it's been hard. His birthday's coming up. What would have been his birthday? A week from tomorrow. And there are a lot of puzzles for me about that. So I'm just going to ask, why is it so hard for me to deal with? And that seems like kind of a simpering sort of question, you know, like, why can't I deal with this? But I'm going to ask it because I'm having a hard time with it. La maceta. Now, I don't know what maceta means. I think maybe it means flower pot. I don't know. But here it is. This is what I got. And it kind of makes sense because he added so much to my life for so long. But he was like a flower pot. He was very organized, not organized in an organized way, but he was very contained. That's for sure. He was a Virgo and kind of contained. And I irritated him because, you know, he wore very different clothing. He was in business. He got his hair cut often. Tell me more. El tambor, the drum. Yeah. And one more. Tell me more. El mano. The hand. So the drum, well, I knew him all through high school. We were buddies all through, 55 years we knew each other. And through all the beats of my life and through his life, through two of his marriages, through two of mine, and he gave me a hand time and time and time again. And he was always there. He was always there to give me a hand through many times of trouble. And I was always there for him. He always was there to give me a hand when I needed it. He was always there to help me out. Never said no to anything. I mean, I moved many times, and he always, never once said, I can't help you move. I never once said, there's no way. And he was always on my side. You know, he never once took the opposite side. He was always, you know, he was always there beating the drum for me. So he was loyal. He was loyal, and he definitely made my life beautiful, more beautiful. So that's absolutely correct. Now, you see, maybe that's the point of any good divination tool, that you should be able to read it. Oh, I'm getting a lot of messages here. Anne, oh, just plugged in. Oh, it's okay. It's good to see you. You're late, but you're not. That's fine. I love having you here. Connected, not plugged in. Well, same thing, you know. Yeah, it is part of the process when you lose someone. Opposites attract too. Yeah. We were friends for a long, long time. Long, long time. Long, long time. God, I miss him. I really do. I really do. As different as we were such good friends. And, you know, it's just hard. Hard. When you love someone like that, And when you know that you can, you know. So. And I irritated the bejesus out of him. And he irritated me too. So there you are. But, you know. Give me a word to think about in all of that. El Cantarito. The pitcher. Interesting. The pitcher. Well, what do you think? My friends in the chat room, my friends out there watching, you can leave a comment later. Speak of comments, if you like what you're seeing and you're still awake, subscribe. You know, that'd be, give me a thumbs up. Let me know that, you know. Pitcher. I guess it's all about what do I think, what do the cards tell me? That our lives are like a pitcher, maybe in some ways. In Egypt, they call it an olla. I like the ollas. They're clay, they're terracotta, I think, and they're porous, and they're not glazed, and so they put water in them, and so they kind of sweat. And because they kind of sweat, the water inside gets very cold. It's kind of amazing how cold they get. But that's not quite right. But our lives are like a big container, you know, and it's just there, you know, and it mixes. And all the liquid within it mixes, and it's just this big container, and that's our lives. I don't know. What does the pitcher hold? Whatever you want, right? It holds emotions, yeah? Sure it does, Renee. It holds tequila sometimes, it holds water sometimes, it holds milk. It holds whatever you want it to hold, doesn't it? It's whatever you put into it. So I guess that's the key, is that the pitcher holds whatever you put into it. So it can hold anger, it can hold hatred, it can hold love, it can hold resentment. And we had a couple of times when we were kind of annoyed at each other, but it always came back to love. And the last couple of decades, I've told him every time I've seen him that I loved him. And in the beginning, it was hard. It was hard for him. He was all American male, you know, all American male. He ran the Coors bike race, ride the Rockies. Back in the 70s, all by himself. Did an amazing job. Ran it 2 or 3 years in a row. He did things that were just remarkable. You know, crazy, some of them. We were crazy back then. Really nuts. And then he became more... I never stopped being kind of crazy. Not overtly, you know. But definitely here. But you put whatever, Renee, that's a good point. You put whatever you want into the pitcher. And the one thing that we had in that pitcher, we were so different. The one thing we had in that pitcher was love. Love. And respect for each other. You know? I became a Freemason. And that, frankly, it didn't go all that well. I was too different for them. They thought one thing about me, and they didn't know enough. They should have known more about me. And it got icky toward a certain part, frankly. And should have gone much better. It should have. But it didn't. And he became a Freemason, I'm convinced, just to support me. And he did. There was a point where there were very few of us going to lodge when I was what's called master of the lodge, and he was there to support me, and he was there every single time there was a lodge, and he was right there, you know? And so for the last I mean, I quit going a long time ago, but he called me brother because he was my brother. This is how, and I think the picture, that makes such sense. The picture was, we were in that picture together. We were mingled. I guess blood could be in that picture. Similar, you know what I'm saying. So that's pretty wonderful. That's pretty amazing. I'm beginning to like this a lot. It's a cerebral, for me, a cerebral sort of oracle. Maybe for reading for oneself, you know. Maybe not. I don't know. But I'm really enjoying this. This is kind of fun. Symbols. Carl Jung, man and his symbols. How about women and their symbols? You women, I'm very fond of the company of women. I actually have spent more of my life with women than with men. He was one guy I could hang out with, you know. He liked women. He would spend a lot of time. He had daughters. I have a daughter. I have a granddaughter. I have another granddaughter. Enough. Bless you, Bill. Anyway. Fond memories. Funny memories. Lots of laughs. Lots of laughs. Didn't mean to take it there. But that's, see, there's truth there. There's truth. Let me ask a question. How did this society get to the place where there is such a divisiveness? I'll ask that. That seems like a good one, doesn't it? I mean, I love this country, and I love this society. Even when I was on the outside looking in, as I've felt most of my life, to be honest, and that's not poor me, because I like where I am. It's just something I've had to be aware of. Now, when I lived in Louisiana, I was different, but you know what? I met so many good people there. So many really good people who accepted me and treated me beautifully and accepted me, you know? Okay, so pieces of paper flying off this thing. So, how did we get here? That's the question I'm going to ask. La Loteria. How did we get here? Tree. Okay. 54 cards in this deck. The tree's been three times. The tree first. Okay. The tree. The violoncello, which is just the cello. All right. Okay. And the cards, whatever, should know what I'm talking about. And a pair. Wow. Fascinating. So, all right. Let's think about that. Always have to interpret symbols one way or the other, but would like to use my intuition more. Well, I think Renee said that in the chat room. The truth is that that's certainly the process. You have to use your intuition. I call this process an art because you're using both intellect and intuition. And that's art. You can't simply... I don't like to go just with intuition. My mom was incredibly psychic. So much so that my teen years were miserable. Absolutely miserable. She knew what I was doing all the time before I was doing it. It was tough. But she also had a wild imagination, which meant that she was wrong a lot of the time about stuff. So, I very early on decided that I would use a tool because I did not want to be prey to the wild intuition imagination connection, because the imagination can take over that, and it can be a huge problem, as it was with her. I mean, there wasn't a night that I didn't go out and have incredible fun with my friends that she didn't anticipate my death. She did, and she would say, "Oh, you're dead. You died. And she would be sitting up at night, and she, by the time I got home, you know, the bars closed at 2, and I'd be home, and we would, you know, and it wasn't the bar she should have worried about. Just trust me. But you know, I had a tribe, and my tribe did a lot of things like this. You know, we were and. I'd walk in the door and I would be attacked because of her imagination, which had been so much worse than the truth. So I learned right on the right at the beginning that I needed a tool, and that's why I went with Tarot, because Tarot kept me in the groove. This is true. You may be thinking this, but the cards would steer you in the proper way. So interpretation, and I have books on my bookshelf about symbols. I studied symbols for 20 years, every aspect of them from different cultures and so on. And eventually it becomes ingrained in you. You know, when you see a harp, you think of Euterpe, maybe. You know, you think of the lyre, you may think of Apollo, you may think of. But it happens quickly and it happens almost subconsciously. But It does happen. You may think of Harpo Marx, you know, whose real name was Adolf. He changed his name. Why did he change his name? Because of World War II, and you know, think of that. And these things happen, boom, boom, boom. And the intuition picks the right file, the right answer. And the right answer becomes right. That's intuition. But it has to have something to work with, I think. That's just my philosophy. That's my idea on it. So, tree, the cello, and a pear. Well, we have a connection between the pear in this hand and the tree. And in the middle is the cello, which is also made of wood. And my intuition is telling me that it's because we have gotten too far afield of something. That there was an idea, a natural idea of something. The tree and the pear. And somewhere along the idea, something got amiss. You know? I'm going to pull another card. I mean, I'm getting a feel for it. And this is where the art comes in. Because these are just pieces of cardboard. And this is just chance. Right? Sure.
Now, el mundo. The world.
What a perfect picture. What sums it up better than that?
El mundo.
Okay. There's Atlas, holding the world, also wearing underwear and shoes. My God, those are really sturdy boots. That's pretty good. This is a very decent depiction here. And look at that. Look at that in red. What's in red right there on the map?
Mexico.
I love this deck. I just love it. This is fantastic. So, can't blame one man. Can't blame one person. You have to blame the fact that that pear is not ripe. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm looking at it. Right? It's just that the pears are like green. Don't you think? I don't think it's ripe. And the cello, that's the thing that's out of place, is the cello. You've got the tree, you've got the pear, it's all natural in the middle of it, and the cello is gorgeous. It's beautiful, beautiful music. but it's just not in place. So something is out of place, right? And there you have the world. So the world is a mess. And I mean that. We've got war. We've got hatred. We've got genocide. We've got all sorts of things going on. And things that are not natural. We've got the pear separated from the tree. When you think about that, there's a lot of truth to that, right? I mean, we get fruit out of season, which I'm grateful for, don't get me wrong. But there's a lot of stuff going on that just isn't quite right, you know? So, and the cello to me just represents a misfit of culture, not culture, but just something that's just out of place, you know? I'm not sure what it is or how it is. So I would say that the things that are happening here, it's just too many different, there's not enough nature anymore. There's not enough nature anymore. Things are not natural anymore. El borracho. The drunkard. The drunkard. Intemperance. It's not just drugs and alcohol. I suppose this could be a lack of impulse control in the world. Could this be the internet? Could this be people speaking whatever's on their mind? Could this be anything? There are a lot of problems right now. This all makes perfect sense to me, you know. How did we get here? A complete disdain of nature, a separation of nature from what it should be, and an imposing upon it man-made rules, symbolized perhaps by the cello. I love music, I love art, don't get me wrong, that's not what I'm saying, but I think you get it a little bit. The world, that whole concept of what the world represents right now, which is war, starvation, genocide, ethnic cleansing in different parts of the world, not just one, and intemperance. That's how we got where we are. I don't have time to ask, will it be fixed or how will it be fixed? Because we're almost done with the show. My verdict on these cards? I don't like them. I don't know, I could do a reading for someone with these. I mean, I've been using my tarot cards for, a decade now? Something like that? Well, almost. Well, for a long time since I designed them. And tarot for, well, I've been for 60 years at least. This deck is Don Clemente, established 1887. There it is, right there. I'm not plugging it because I like it, but I'm not sponsored, nothing. I just got them, as a matter of fact, off of Amazon. Amazon is not a sponsor. God knows, I should be. But just playing with these cards, I really like them. But then again, I believe that almost anything can be used as a divinatory tool. I really do. You just think about it, and you let your mind come up with the answer. It'll pipe right up and tell you whatever. It just will. That's how it goes. Well, I would like to thank you for tuning in today. Those of you in the chat room, Renee and Anne, thank you so much. Merci beaucoup. I love having you there. And those of you listening in the future, watching in the future, this is what I looked like once upon a time. I could move, I could talk and speak. Yeah. And I have hope always. And I believe in peace. That's why I wear this. I believe in peace. It's coming someday. I believe in love. Always I believe in love. And I hope for it. Always. So, until next week, I wish you all peace and love. Talk to you later. All right? Okay. Bye.
Until next we meet, I'll be waiting for you right here in the Paisley Penny Arcade.